And we welcome you back courtside here at the MAC on campus at Monmouth University, where the Hawks trail Mississippi Valley State here at halftime 39-31, as we're quickly going to take a look at our first half statistics. And those are presented by our good friends at University Subs in Deli, who are located on the corner of Larchwood Avenue and Wall Street, right here in West Long Branch. U Subs offers free delivery to the MU dorms, and all MU students and fans get 10% off of their total order. As we're quickly going to take a look at those Monmouth first half statistics, Deion Jones led the way for MU, 11 points in that first half, 8 apiece for Nicholas and Josh James, as Monmouth shoots 40.9% from the floor and 11 of 17 from the free throw line. They get out-rebounded by Mississippi Valley State, 23-18, including 9-3 on the offensive glass. The Delta Devils were led by Anthony McDonald, 11 points on 3 of 6 three-point shooting, 8 in that first half for Cameron Dobbs, 4 apiece for Currington and Julius Francis, as MVSU shoots 6 of 16 from 3. They shoot 39 shots in the first half. That's a staggering number. They attempt 17 more field goals than MU. They only turn it over 4 times, and the big stat in that first half, they outscore MU in two categories, in second chance points 11-4 and in bench points 16-8, that ultimately gives them this 39-31 advantage. Other scores in the Metro Atlantic Athletic Conference. 13 minutes to go first half. St. Joseph's leads Siena 16-4. That game down at the Old Spice Classic in Orlando. One final. Providence defeated Fairfield 78-69. And one game yet to tip off. Ryder and Rice playing right now in San Francisco. Or not right now. That game to tip off at 9 o'clock. So it'll be Ryder and Rice playing out in San Francisco. And I'll tell you what, Steve, I know my broadcast partner coming back on the air now, about a minute to go before we get back into the second half. But Steve, let's take away from basketball for a second. Did you see the show that our man Showboat put on at halftime? He's the best in the business.
He's just phenomenal. So talented. So much fun.
So on by 8 to this Mississippi Valley State team. Couple notable top 25 games going on right now. Number 6 Duke leads number 4 Arizona 43-39. 13 minutes to go second half there. Louisville all over Southern Miss 38-13. Iowa leads UTEP 58-27. Florida over Florida State right now 19-18. 4 minutes to go in the first half there. And one other score to get everyone caught up on. The number one team in the country, the Michigan State Spartans, disposed of Mount St. Mary's 98-65. As Steve, we ready ourselves for the second half of action. Monmouth down 8 to Mississippi Valley State. I'm putting you in the Coach Rice seat right now. You're the head coach. What are you doing to come out here in the second half and cut into this Delta Devil lead?
Oh, first of all, I might actually toy with a zone, Eddie. And I say that because I thought that Valley State started getting to the rim a little too easy late in the first half. So I might toy with a zone. I might also try to put some pressure on them to turn up the tempo and try to get my guys to wake up a little bit, because I thought they were sluggish in the first half. So they got to start playing with a better sense of urgency. And a way to do that sometimes is to trick your team into it, is to make them turn the pressure up and start pressing either full court or start going with some of those half-court traps.
Hawks will come out here in the second half. They'll go with their original starting five, as Mississippi Valley State will begin things off. It was their possession to begin the second half. Jordan Washington will start things going. They go alley-oop right out of the gate. O'Garrow blocked Currington, but he fouled him. And with 8 seconds gone by in the second half, it'll be 2 free throws for James Currington.
If there was pass interference in basketball, that would have been pass interference on Tyrone O'Garrow.
You didn't think he was going for the ball?
Well, he had his back to the ball. He never turned around for it, but he made a great block.
That was good. I like how you continued the... That was good.
But with that said, he got hit by a screen. There was no help. He made a nice play to block the shot, but ends up getting called for the foul.
Like the play design by Chico Potts right out of the halftime break. We see Coach Rice run that play too. A lot of times out of timeouts against zones especially. So Currington makes them both, and it's now and even 41-31. Mississippi Valley State lead, matching their largest lead of the game. Robinson goes to Deion Jones, top of the key. Deion's going to get into the lane. A lot of contact. Shot is missed, and the foul is called by the off-the-ball official. which sends Coach Rice screaming, Steve, at the official who was right on the play. Nevertheless, Dion will have two free throws with 19:38 to go.
Yeah, both coaches aren't happy with that, as the official under the basket didn't call it, and like you said, the one off the ball did.
Coach Potts on the other end is probably saying, well, that's not your call. How come the guy under the basket didn't call it?
It's a good point. Jones missing his first free throw. When you're trying to come back, you really have little room for error. And you need to make all of your easy opportunities as Jones hits the second one, cutting that lead back to 9. Washington finds McDonald, catch and shoot, triple, put it in. Anthony McDonald does it again.
I don't think Red should be guarding him anymore. And this is, that's to my count, I think that's the third three that McDonald has shot on Red. I don't think he should be guarding him anymore, Eddie.
He's got a game high 14. Zach Tillman down low, little lefty jump hook, puts it in to cut that lead back to 10, 44-34.
I really believe that Tillman should have stayed in the game when Valley went small in the first half. I think if Tillman had so much size advantage that we would have seen that a lot in the first half if he was able to stay in and play the minutes, I'd like to see him get more chances down low.
So you're saying when Mississippi Valley State goes small, maybe don't be afraid to stay big.
Absolutely.
McDonald, another three. This one no good. Deion Jones tips the rebound to himself. Monmouth down 10 in transition. Jones, stutter step at the elbow. Nice little Euro step. Missing it short. Gets the rebound. Puts it back up and in. 44-36.
You know, Deion Jones, he doesn't look like he's going fast, but he's just a man out there. And he finds his way to the rim, misses his shot, but quick second jump to get his own rebound, and then puts in the layup.
18:15 to go.
Sorry, Eddie. Coach Potts looks like he's giving it to the officials, looking for the offhand of Deion Jones, offensive foul.
Step through by Hurt is good. My mistake. Julius Francis, Steve, splitting a double team and putting one in there.
And he's a big body, but he's also got three fouls. Maybe the Hawks can get after him, try to get him a fourth foul and get him out of the game.
Nicholas, top of the key, puts it on the floor once, missing a shot. Rebound tipped out of bounds by Deion Jones. 17:48 to go in this game. Monmouth down 10. Gives it right back to Mississippi Valley State. That's a tough shot for Nicholas there. Really wasn't in the flow of any kind of offense.
It is a tough shot. Kind of a one-handed floater, hanging floater in the lane.
Have a clock issue here, so they'll walk over to the scorer's table and clean things up. While they do so, it reminds us or gives us a chance to kind of reset the game here in the second half. Monmouth trails Mississippi Valley State by 10. Steve Bazaz, Eddie Acapinti here with you for the play-by-play of tonight's contest here on the Shore Sports Network. If Monmouth wins, they play North Carolina A&T tomorrow at 7 o'clock. If they lose, they play Longwood at 4:30 in this pod in the Barclays Center Classic. We get you for tomorrow's game, too?
Absolutely.
Love it. Washington, open right wing, didn't want the three, instead finds D'Angelo Pryor. He throws one to Julius Francis. Double team. Steps through the double team. Tillman blocks a shot and pulls down the rebound. And then he went to throw the pass to Robinson, but he was fouled. A lot of action right there in a small amount of time as the outlet pass was errant, but Monmouth fortunate to get the foul call.
That's an enormous call in the game. 94 feet away from the basket, Francis guarding the outlet pass. That's now his fourth foul.
That's a bad foul. That's the definition of a bad foul if you're a Mississippi Valley State fan. Nicholas, catch, drive, puts it in off the bounce to cut the lead to 8. And we have a timeout called by Mississippi Valley State head coach Chico Potts. That's the first timeout here in the second half. Steve, it'll get extended full, but we're going to keep the action right here. Monmouth trailing 46-38, 17:07 to go here, second half. And maybe that's what Red needs to get going. We don't want to make it seem like he's struggling, folks. He's got 10 points. And what Josh Newman and I, Steve, talked about at halftime is the emergence now of a fourth Monmouth scorer. Because right now it's all Jones, Nicholas, Josh James. Where's that other source going to be?
Well, it could be Robinson. It could be Tillman. Again, You know, maybe I'm putting too much stock into a freshman so early on, but I really believe that Tillman has a great back-to-the-basket game. And now that Francis is going out with his fourth foul, Tillman's going to have a huge size advantage. Let's see what he can do down low against some guys who are smaller than him. You know, even in practice, Tillman's going up against Hudiger and Brady, who are huge guys and really big. Tillman hasn't faced somebody who's 6 foot six yet. And Tillman's a solid 6 foot ten, and he's got some muscle to him. Let's see Tillman play down low with his back to the basket.
I like your idea, too, of maybe seeing him be the biggest guy on the floor. It's not the same size, but it kind of reminds me back to the John Bunch days when you and I were both students, and sometimes Coach Calloway at the time would be afraid to go big, and then sometimes he would be afraid to go small. And I guess that's different. John Bunch was a transfer. He was an older player. Zach Tillman, this is his first collegiate basketball season. And let's not lose this point. He's still got to get used to this new body he has. I mean, he lost 30 pounds. He's got to get used to being what he is now.
Absolutely he does. And he's getting there. You know, it's a time. Time will tell. But I really believe that he's got a very bright future.
Dribble weave action here by Mississippi Valley State. And a foul called right at the foul line. That will go on the aforementioned Tillman. His first. Team second, 6:51 to go.
So this is probably why Coach Rice pulled him out in the first half, where they started going dribble weave and put five guys on the perimeter. But the way to combat that is to go zone and see what you can do.
And you could even just drop him into the paint. Zach, let them do their thing. You sit down low. Delta Devil basketball here. They again work on the perimeter. Pryor drives and puts one in off the window with 16:35 to go.
Yeah, it's just way too easy. And Pryor gets to the rim pretty well, and he's quick and athletic, but it's just way too easy.
Robinson, top of the key. Goes over to Nicholas. Red, quick move to the basket. Missed an easy one. Got an offensive rebound. Put back block. Loose ball down low. And it's recovered by Mississippi Valley State. They now want to go back the other way. That might have been the easiest look Nicholas has had all night.
Absolutely.
Washington. Goes over to Rawling. Into the paint. Kicks it out. McDonald wide open. Three. Puts it in again. He's got 17. The Delta Devils are up 13. And he's getting lost way too easily.
Way too easily. For a guy who's consistently knocking down threes. That time Robinson helps way too much. Overhelps. Leaves McDonald wide open for a shot.
Deion Jones, nice crossover, spin in the lane. Currington blocked his shot, but Deion Jones left two free throws after our timeout. 15:45 to go. Mississippi Valley State 51, Monmouth 38. We step out for 60 seconds on the Shore Sports Network. 15:45 to go in our second half. Mississippi Valley State leads Monmouth 51-38. We'd like to remind you that tonight's broadcast is brought to you in part by our good friends at Surf Taco. Surf Taco, good food, good people, good vibe. Alongside Steve Pizzazz, I am Eddie Alcapinti, Ray Malaspina, back in the studios engineering tonight's broadcast. Steve, Deion Jones with a couple of free throws here, but Monmouth finds themselves down 13, and it's been Anthony McDonald as the key culprit. 17 points, he's 5 of 9 from 3.
Yeah, and he's getting some easy looks and getting lost in the defense. He's hit him on red. He hit one on Justin Robinson, who overhelped, and then it was an easy kick to the corner for McDonald's three. In my opinion, and Tillman's now out of the game, I actually think the Hawks should go to a zone. Valley State is way too comfortable in the half court right now. They're beating guys off the dribble. They're kicking the shooters who are catching a shot in rhythm. I think the Hawks should try to switch it up a little bit and play some zone.
Deion Jones hitting two free throws, cutting this lead to 51-40. Jordan Washington, dribble handoff for McDonald. He'll move on the left wing, puts it on the floor. His shot is blocked by Deion Jones, and Justin Robinson pulls it down. Robinson, head of steam. Nicholas, open for three. Boom! And that might be what he needs.
And that's a great shot from Red. And that's the kind of shots that you like seeing from Red. He's set. He's stepping into a shot. Robinson finds him in transition. Great shot from Red. Great look by Justin Robinson.
Hawks now trail by 8. Pryor out to McDonald. 5 minutes gone by second half. Washington. Back to D'Angelo Pryor. Drives on O'Garo. Lefty scoop shot to the lane. Puts it in.
Not much you can do about that one, Eddie. It's good defense, and Pryor just made a tough shot.
Jones finds Nicholas. Red losing the ball. Had James in the corner. The scrum right now. They're going to have to, I believe, call it a jump ball here. Some pushing and shoving going on. 14:43 to go.
You know, Red catches the ball right here on the right wing, and Josh James is wide open in the right corner. He had every chance to make an extra pass and hit him and never did. Ends up losing the ball in the lane.
Steve, I think they're going to say, well, now the ball's staying down the Monmouth side of the floor. I believe jump ball was the call, and it will be. So Monmouth gets it on the alternate arrow, down by 10. They'll inbound it. Play got a little chippy for a little bit there. As Deion Jones inbounds. Gets it into O'Garrow. Tyrone's going to drive. All the way. His shot blocked, but a foul. Rawling got a piece, but he got more of O'Garrow. And Tyrone will go to the line for two.
And really, right now, it just turned into a five-on-five pickup game. You have the same size of players on each team. Each team looks like they're going five out, no in right now, and just kind of just playing.
You're right. You look at it, there's no true post player on the floor. All the big guys are on the bench. You know, right now, the biggest guy on the floor is either Deion Jones or James Currington, as O'Garrow misses his first free throw. They go 6-6 each. We could have a good little, you know, up and down
pickup game.
Pickup game on our hands. Winner stays on. What do you say?
Love that rule.
O'Garrow goes 1 of 2. Monmouth down 9. 14:35 to go. Whistle here away from the ball, and a frustration foul committed by Mississippi Valley State's James Currington. He was the player who got into it with Nicholas the previous scrum. Chico Potts pulls him right away, brings back in Daniel Hurt, and all the coaches right now giving Currington an earful.
And that was one of those where the referees are going to watch them too closely.
Yep, the rest of the way, yep.
And he went right into Red, and he was being watched, and he got called for a foul.
Under 14 and a half to go. Robinson finds Nicholas, open for three again. Got another one! Red heating up, Monmouth down 53-47.
And that's the way to answer, not with words and a skirmish, but coming off a screen and banging down a shot. Nice job by Red.
He's heating up right now, and then an offensive foul called back this way. That one will go on Blake Rawling, and that is the sixth foul on Mississippi Valley State. Steve, Monmouth now playing with some emotion and momentum, 14:08 to go.
And you know what? I want to see another play go back to Red here. You know, he's starting to catch fire a little bit. He's got some motivation. He's got a little swag going right now. Get Red another shot. See if he can knock one down.
Hawks trail just by 6 now. This was 13 about a minute and a half ago. Max DeLeo back into the game. They do run the same play for Nicholas. Catch and shoot again. Nicholas. Boom! 3 in a row for Red. And Monmouth has cut this to 53-30.
And I love that Coach Rice put him on the foul line, had him run off a screen, put him in a position to score. He knows Red better than anybody. That's a great job by Coach Rice, too.
He's got 19 and another offensive foul called on Mississippi Valley State. This one is going to go on Jordan Washington, trying to set a pick out front. And the Delta Devils are going to take a timeout. 13:38 to go. Steve, Monmouth now down just by 3, 53-50. And Andrew Nicholas on absolute fire right now, bringing the Hawks back with the three-point shot.
Hey, he's hit three threes in this second half, and he's hit two of them since a mini skirmish on the foul line after a jump ball. And maybe that's what he needed. He needed to get mad, if you will. And he comes off a double screen and bangs home a three. Then he comes off a single screen. Next possession, same spot in the court, and bangs down another three. Great job from Red, starting to heat up and taking better shots as well.
You know what? That's the point. It's been two things. It's been the coaches and players recognizing he's hot. But I think, Steve, your point, since he missed that little bunny down low, he has been, he just looks better. He's setting his feet a little quicker, and he's taking truer shots, and that's why he has shot Monmouth back into this game. Hawk basketball here. Another three blows the roof off of the MAC. O'Gara has it on the wing. Waves off Josh James. Finds Nicholas in the corner. This time they run out to him. Red spins. Tough shot. This one short. Rebound off of Tyrone O'Gara and out of bounds.
Red earned that shot, though.
Agreed.
A little bit of a heat check. Spin move into the lane, going to the left baseline. But he earned it.
Hawks trail by three, due in large part to the hot second half shooting of Andrew Nicholas. Delta Devils will try to answer. Pryor missing one. Loose ball foul will be called on MU. If it's on O'Gara, it's his fourth. They call it on 13. It's on Nicholas, Steve. It's ironically his third foul. Three being the reason why the Hawks are back in this one and only trail by that number. You're welcome.
See how you tied it together. Well done.
If I had three threes at a poker table, I'd be good.
You learned that in communications.
Matt Harmon taught me that right there.
Matt Harmon is one of the best.
Him and Rhett Rich. There we go.
Oh, legends. They also taught me, too. I don't know if they want to admit to that, though.
You, me, the two guys on MCX now to our right, Ray Malaspina back in the studios.
Gary Cowall, the Red Badger.
The Badger himself is a pipeline. That foul ruled on the floor. It's only Monmouth's third foul, so Mississippi Valley State will inbound. Back into the game is number three for the Delta Devils, Darryl Marshall. And he is calling signals. Around a screen from Rawling. It's switched off with Deion Jones. Cameron Dobbs lets fire a three. That one's short. Josh James with the rebound. Long outlet to Max DeLeo, except Marshall intercepts it. Let's go back the other way. McDonald ahead of the pack. He'll lay it in to push that lead back to five.
Big turnover there from Josh James as he gets the rebound, throws it ahead to DeLeo, but there's a turnover.
Now James wild to the basket, but gets his offensive rebound and puts it in.
And James is very aggressive. Kind of a whirling shot there, but stays with it, gets his own rebound.
Offensive foul is the call here. Anthony McDonald knocked over Max DeLeo. That's his first, the team's eighth, with 12:22 to go.
And they've been getting away with that a little bit, that push-off, but there's been now two plays in this half where it's been called.
O'Gara checks back in for Monmouth. Jordan Washington back for Mississippi Valley State.
Looks like Valley State going into a 2-3 zone here, Eddie.
The Hawks with four really good three-point shooters on the floor right now. Max DeLeo on the left wing. Over to Robinson. Justin leaves one for DeLeo. Over to Nicholas. Another triple try. Boom! Another one! We are all square at 55, under 12 to go.
That's Max DeLeo being a great teammate, knowing who's going well. He could have shot that ball. Instead, he makes the extra pass to Red.
Oh, what a beautiful move. Darryl Marshall through the lane, high off the glass and in.
Nice move above two guys going for a block shot.
Nicholas puts it on the floor, spins at the elbow, lefty shot, good! Red's feeling it, he's got 24, we're tied again.
And this is the Red that when he's going, he doesn't miss a shot. And when he's going like this, you want to keep giving him the ball.
Got a good one on our hands this evening, under 11:20 to go. Jordan Washington, top of the key straight away, backs up. Dribble handoff, Darryl Marshall. Back to Washington, drives from the right wing. His floater is good. Oh, man, what a shot by Jordan Washington.
And the pickup game continues, huh?
This is a lot of fun. Hawks trail 59-57, under 11 to go. Robinson gets a screen and roll. Bounces one to DeLeo. Max for the lead. Boom! Hawks lead 60-59.
And in the zone rotation, McDonald was the guy that should have went to Max, but he didn't leave Red because Red's on fire. So Max got the open shot, and he knocked it down.
Washington to answer. Puts a three in. Back and forth. These two teams go 62-60, Mississippi Valley State. Deion Jones for the tie. Too strong. DeLeo offensive rebound. What an entertaining first 10 minutes of the second half.
And we said in the first half, these teams give up a lot of points each. We could see a lot of points. Well, here they come.
Nicholas catching one around a screen. Tough shot. Another one. He is on absolute fire. And we are tied at 62 with under 10 to play.
And that time, Pryor was draped all over red, but he was going to his left hand, puts up that floater, and puts it in.
Washington driving kick to Pryor. His short shot is missed off the backboard. Rebound pulled down by Rawlings, and a foul will be called on Tyrone O'Garrow. That's his fourth foul, Mammoth's fourth, and it comes with 9:44 to go in the second half. We've reached the under 12 media. 9 minutes, 44 seconds to go. We have a brand new ball game as Mammoth and Mississippi Valley State are all tied at 62. We step out for 60 seconds here on the Shore Sports Network. The Boathouse Bar and Grill. They feature great food, entertainment, and the best wings in the area. 1309 Main Street in Belmar. Visit their website, boathousebarandgrill.com, and make sure you like them on Facebook and you follow them on Twitter. And while we have a brief minute, we'd like to remind you fans, the Hawks play their inaugural MAC, M-A-A-C, men's basketball game, on December 5th on ESPN3. Help us pack the MAC at 7 p.m. and support the Hawks in their first ever MAC game, and it's right here in the arena with the same name, minus one letter. Along with Steve Bazaz, I'm Eddie Acapinti. Mammoth and Mississippi Valley State, all tied at 62. Delta Devil basketball here. D'Angelo Pryor dribbling it right on the other side of half court. Now we'll go for Jordan Washington. Washington top of the key, gets a screen. Leaps for Pryor, catch and shoot three. Put it in. I'll tell you, Steve, both these teams won't back down. They're going back and forth.
It's been a lot of fun. That time it was just a dribble handoff that got Pryor open.
Josh James foul going to the basket. Blake Rawling will get called for the foul there. Josh, who has 10 points in this game, will go to the line for two. Hawks trail by three, 9:10 to go in this second half. And I know you're excited. We're excited for that game coming up less than 1 week away, Thursday night, December 5th. Mammoth and Ryder, they renew old rivalries here at the MAC at 7 p.m. And a game on ESPN3 as Josh James makes his first free throw. I know you witnessed a lot of those classic games when you were growing up in the area. Happy to see the rivalry back.
Oh, absolutely. And that was when both teams were really, really good. And you know, Mammoth won in 1996 and was a 13 seed out of the NEC, beating Ryder in the championship game.
James missing the second one. Rebound pulled down by the Devils. Washington gets a screen from Vaughn. Turns the corner and goes. Nicholas hit the deck. No call, play on. Deion Jones with the rebound. Brings it into the front court. Kicks it over to Max DeLeo. Cross court finder Robinson. Over to Josh James. Josh attacks the basket, misses it, tipped the offensive rebound, and then had Vaughn take it right away from him.
Rare missed layup for James on that one. Usually when he gets to the rim like that, he's putting it in.
Hawks trail by two, 65-63, 8:30 to go, second half. Darryl Marshall around a screen straight away. Left corner, Washington back to Marshall, 15 on the shot clock. Entry pass to Vaughn. Nicholas got a hand on it and comes away with the steal. Red, pull up for three in transition. In and out. And the rebound to D'Angelo Pryor. Oh, Steve, that one looked good.
Typically, I would say, what an awful shot. But again, when Red is going like this, he's seriously one of the streakiest guys in America, probably. Because when he gets going, he is unreal. You got to let him keep going, I guess, right?
Marshall finds Vaughn down low, but Max DeLeo takes it away. Four on two if they hurry. DeLeo to Deion Jones. Layup is good in transition to tie the game at 65.
And Deion Jones looks so good when he catches the ball on the run. And he's able to catch it and go and get into the lane and finish.
Brand new game again. 7:34 to go. And Chico Potts is going to take another timeout. The clock ran for a few extra seconds. We're going to have to get a look at that there. Steve, Mammoth and Mississippi Valley State all tied at 65. It's been the Andrew Nicholas Show co-starring Deion Jones. They've combined for 44 of the 65 in this game.
And Josh James adds 11 getting to the rim there. It's been really exciting. Not much defense going on in the last 6 to 10 minutes, but it's been a lot of fun. Red Nicholas has really caught fire. Before that missed three from Red Monmouth was 5 of 5 in the second half from three-point range. And they really got back into the game with the three. Not only Red, but also Max DeLeo banging one down as well.
Want to remind you, if Monmouth wins, they move on and play North Carolina A&T tomorrow at 7. If they lose, they play Longwood at 4:30. Both of those games right here at the MAC. We're selling one ticket to both games. Come on down to the MAC for some great college basketball. Fauntleroy here drives and missing a shot. Crashing into the cheerleaders goes Vaca Vaughn. Foul called before that. Have to see who it was called on. They call it on Justin Robinson. That's his first. And with a game tied at 65, 7:18 to go, we step out for 60 seconds here on the Shore Sports Network. We'd like to thank our friends at the NJEA for their continued support, making our broadcast tonight possible. The New Jersey Education Association and its members, they work to make public schools great for every child. Monmouth and Mississippi Valley State all tied at 65, 7 minutes, 18 seconds to go in this one from the MAC. Thaddeus Fauntleroy, a junior from Philadelphia, at the line, shooting two to break a tie, missing the first one pretty badly. I feel as though Thaddeus shouldn't be playing basketball. I mean, that's a royal name.
Fauntleroy is probably part of the all-name team so far this year. We've had God's Gift to Chua at St. John's. And let's add Thaddeus to the all-name team so far.
There's no doubt, as he goes one of two, that name is either fit for royalty, maybe in a Shrek movie, you know.
Well done.
Or a Mississippi Valley State guard. And I'm going to go ahead and agree with you, Steve. Put him on the all-name team. Monmouth ball, down one. Andrew Nicholas, top of the key, forcing a jumper short. Rebound comes down to Washington.
All right, that's now two heat check shots from Red to pull up three, and now the kind of four shot at the foul line. Maybe it's time to rein him back in, Eddie.
Jordan Washington, he'll pull for three. That one's short. Good rebound by Nicholas, nice boxing
box
out.
Nice box out.
Throws ahead to Josh James. Josh is going to attack the basket. Euro steps, and we're now Monmouth in the lead, Steve. 67-66.
If Josh James gets a running start to the basket like that, you're not going to be able to stop him.
Under 6.5 to go. The Hawks with their first lead in forever. McDonald, drive and kick. Fauntleroy steps into a long two. Can't get it to go. Nicholas with a rebound. Monmouth up by one with the basketball.
Another great box out by Red.
Robinson, nice little stutter step. Tough contact, missing the shot. But he'll have two free throws. Almost got one to drop. Steve with Monmouth leading by one, 6:08 to go.
Nice move by Robinson, like you said, the stutter step going to his right hand, drawing the contact, hanging in the air a little bit. He's so crafty in there, and watching him against St. John's, Eddie, when he was going up against the trees and all these athletic guys, he has this way of getting to the rim, and then as he's going away from the rim, he kind of twirls it off the glass, and he's just so smooth in there. Using the spin of the ball to his advantage and really putting in layups around the rim.
Vaughn out in is actually the hot-headed James Currington. Remember, he committed a silly foul a long time ago. He sat for a really long time.
And him and Red kind of exchanged words, and then we saw the three-point barrage from Red after that.
Justin Robinson goes 2 of 2 from the line, pushing the Monmouth lead to 69-66. 6 minutes to go in what's been a really entertaining college basketball game. D'Angelo Pryor, double team, nowhere to go. And Chico Potts called timeout before the ball was stripped. It's going to have to be a 60-second timeout. Steve will step aside as well. 5:57 to go. Monmouth 69, Mississippi Valley State 66. We step out for 30 seconds here on the Shore Sports Network. Monmouth 69, Mississippi Valley State 66, 5:57 to go in our second half. Alongside Steve Bazzaz, I'm Eddie Iacopinti. Our good friend Ray Malaspina back in the studios tonight engineering this game. Steve, Monmouth was down 13. They now lead by three. It was Andrew Nicholas's one shooting that led them all the way back. Now, the thought process changes. Instead of coming back, you have a lead now with under six to go. Does your strategy change at all?
Oh, absolutely. And
I think you made a great point. You know, you play so hard to get back into the game, and now when you take the lead, you don't have to be into that scramble mode. Now you have to be in execution mode and be solid and get good shots. You know, Red made some great shots off the screens. Now he's starting to force again a little bit. So let's see some offensive sets, run some good sets, and try to get some layups here. Stay sharp offensively.
Maybe even run some shot clock if you're given the chance. D'Angelo Pryor bouncing one into the right corner for Jordan Washington. Back to Pryor, 8 on the shot clock. It's Anthony McDonald, the high man for the Valley with 19. Pulls up in front of DeLeo. Max got a hand on it. It'll be a shot clock violation. All Max DeLeo does, Steve, is make plays defensively.
His length and his athleticism, I think, is underrated. Maybe when people don't look at him, they don't realize how long he actually is. And then he can also jump out of the gym. So when he contests shots, it's tough to shoot over Max.
Portland Henry checks back in. He'll take out Julius Francis. So now these lineups go small yet again. Have a furious final 5.5 on our hands. Hawks lead by 3 with the basketball. Deion Jones has 18. He's got the ball here. Spinning at the foul line. Layup. No good. Back iron.
Oh, I love the move from Deion Jones. The Hawks go 5 out. Gets into the lane. Spins, and it looks like Deion's hurting now.
He is hurting, and we have a game-tying 3 attempt at Pryor. Misses. Robinson leads Nicholas. Red, lefty shot in the lane. No good. Had his offensive rebound. Washington took it away. Now let's go back the other way. D'Angelo Pryor. Good, and a foul. He converts over Justin Robinson with 4:53 to go. And Deion Jones is still hurt, Steve. He's going to have to come out of this one.
Yeah, right now he's down squatting at half court as Vanessa Christensen comes out to attend to him. But he looks like he's hobbled. I don't know if it's a cramp or what. But, man, he made a great move in the lane, going to his right hand, spinning back to the left side. Couldn't finish. I hope it's just he's just cramping up a little bit.
I think it might be that because he tried to run, and then he started stretching during the play. As he's going to look, Vanessa is going to look at his right calf, I believe, and she's stretching him out right now. I think you're right, Steve, with that advanced medical degree.
You know, or a communications degree, but either way.
Pryor missing the game-tying free throw attempt, so Monmouth leads by 1, 4:48 to go in this one. Robinson calling signals as he crosses the timeline. James on the right wing is going to drive. Strong drive by James, and he will go to the line for 2 as Portland Henry will be called for the foul. Almost got the and one to go, but 2 free throws for Josh, who has 13.
You know, Josh James is not the quickest guy on the floor, but he gets wherever he wants to go. And it looks like he gets there with ease, too. He's so strong for an 18-year-old freshman.
His first free throw is good. And I think, Steve, that's something that Monmouth fans are going to enjoy watching. Imagine what he'll look like this time next year.
You know, he's just going to keep getting better, keep getting stronger. And you know what, too? His shot will keep getting better and better.
Yeah, he missed his second free throw woefully short. So it's 70-68, Monmouth on top.
You got to know where McDonald is here. He's the guy that's been filling it up for them.
Jordan Washington has the ball, dribbling to McDonald's side. Now goes back with a left-hand dribble to the wing. 18 on the shot clock. Throws it for D'Angelo Pryor. Back to Jordan Washington. 10 on the shot clock. Eyes up Robinson around a screen. Goes back door. McDonald, shot from the baseline, is no good. Josh James skies for the rebound, pulls it away, and as he's falling, turns one over. McDonald gets the layup on the other end to tie the game at 70.
Really just an unfortunate play by Josh James as he rebounded over 3 guys but was falling and just got rid of the ball before he fell out of bounds.
3:45 to go in this one. We're all square at 70. Nicholas around a curl, gets loose in the lane, puts it in off the window.
Nice job by Red. Good basketball. Curling off the screen. His defender trailed on the screen. Great curl. Catch and going to his left hand as well on the curl, making it easier for Red to finish.
Under 3.5 to go. Monmouth up by 2. McDonald, wild drive. Whistle. Blocking foul is the call. It'll go on Andrew Nicholas, his fourth, with 3:23 to go. We've reached our final media timeout. Monmouth 72, Mississippi Valley State 70, and we step out for 60 seconds here on the Shore Sports Network. 3 minutes, 23 seconds to go in what's been a very exciting game here at the MAC in the Barclays Center Classic. Monmouth leads Mississippi Valley State 72-70. Steve, this game has seen a little bit of everything. The Hawks were down by as many as 13 before Andrew Nicholas caught fire to give them a lead. And now, can they hang on the final 3:23?
And the game really changed. Francis went out with his fourth foul, the big guy on Valley State. Both teams kind of went to a five-guard lineup. There was a little skirmish down at Monmouth's end between Red and one of the Valley State players, which ignited Red, and he had a great run, and right now he's got 28 points. Monmouth took the lead. Valley State, they traded baskets. Valley State came back, and now Monmouth's up two. It's been really a lot of fun, Eddie.
Stay tuned post-game. We will be joined by the head coach of the Monmouth Hawks, King Rice. A lot of game yet to be played before we talk to King as Anthony McDonald hits a free throw. 1 point now separate these two teams. Deion Jones, Steve, back in. Josh James will take a seat.
And McDonald's really been carrying the load for Valley State as he now has 23 points on the night, tying the game.
He ties the game with his second free throw. Curious there that James was the player that sits down, where normally him and Max DeLeo go offense-defense. Hawks break the Mississippi Valley State full court pressure here. DeLeo, skip pass into the far corner. Jones attacks the basket. Blocking foul will go on D'Angelo Pryor. Two free throws coming for Deion Jones.
And you're right about the Josh James, Max DeLeo substitution. I just wonder if Coach Rice has said, you know what, I can't afford to have Max off the floor because we need somebody to guard McDonald. Max has really been doing a good job off the ball against McDonald.
So Jones will have two with 3:09 to go. His first one breaks the tie as now Monmouth leads 73-72. And you have to think, Steve, we're getting into crunch time now. Is Mississippi Valley State going to be as freewheeling and as loose offensively as they've been all game? As Jones' second free throw makes it a two-point game. Coach Rice takes a timeout. We keep things here. That's their game. They come down. They shoot threes. They go up and down. But does anything change at now this juncture in the game?
No, I don't think it changes for them, and nor it should. They have to play the way that they're used to playing. And the way they're used to playing, it looks like they're five out, dribble drive. They kind of do a dribble drive and dribble handoff, if you will. They do the dribble weave, and they just try to draw help and then pick for shots. They have to remain aggressive just like they've been most of this game. They were way too comfortable early on in the first half and way too early on in the second half. And then Monmouth buckled down defensively. They also got some calls their way, Monmouth, as there were some offensive foul calls and some moving screen calls that went Monmouth's way.
3:09 to go in our game here. Monmouth 74, Mississippi Valley State 72. Steve, I don't think either team has a timeout left. I know we saw a lot of timeouts called. We've already seen the Delta Devils take their 60. That was Monmouth's 60-second timeout. I don't know if either team necessarily has a free throw. The arrow is in possession of Mississippi Valley State, and they'll have the basketball here with the Hawks holding a two-point lead.
And we'll see if they try to get McDonald a shot. He's the guy that's been carrying them in this game. McDonald has 23 points. He's got five threes on the night.
James back in. DeLeo out. McDonald open for three. Monmouth closed out quickly. Jordan Washington has it. Steve, how about Monmouth going 1-3-1 zone here for the first time, I think, all season?
How about that? I don't know if I've seen 1-3-1 since King's been here as the head coach, Eddie.
And Mississippi Valley State looks a little befuddled as well. Algaro gets a hand on it here. Washington retrieves it in the backcourt. 10 on the shot clock. scramble situation here. McDonald open for three again. Put it in again. The Devils lead by one, 75-74.
And that is the classic good play turning into a disaster where Tyrone tips the ball, makes a deflection, great, but because of the scramble, it ends up getting a wide open shot for Valley State.
Ball out of bounds here off of Mississippi Valley State, so Monmouth will have it. 2:22 to go.
The tip made O'Garrow go after the ball, which took him out of position defensively. Valley State was able to get into the lane and then kick to McDonald.
It's so unfortunate, Steve. Monmouth had played 25 seconds of awesome defense. O'Garrow's foul going up to the basket. He'll have two free throws as Rowling got him with 2:16 to go. And to close the thought on that previous possession, Monmouth is actually Rawlings now fouls out, so he's gone. It allows us time to talk about this. That zone did its job. Monmouth forced almost a turnover, and then after the scramble situation, after they came in the backcourt, is the only reason McDonald had an open look.
Absolutely, and what are you going to do as a coach there? It was working out well. Valley State didn't look like they were prepared for a 1-3-1. O'Garrow made a great deflection, and again, it was just a play of a good play actually turning in to a disastrous play. It reminds me of when, I think it was at Oklahoma State, played St. Joe's in the Final Four when they had Nelson and West.
Yep.
The end of the game for St. Joe's, they had really no shot. One of the guys lost the ball. Oklahoma State overcommitted to the loose ball, and then it was a kick-out shot for a three, which ended up St. Joe's ended up hitting.
Big free throws here for Tyrone O'Garrow. He has two, with Monmouth trailing by one. 75-74, 2:16 to go. Tyrone misses the first one. Max DeLeo will check in. Zach Tillman was in for just a brief time. He was actually, Steve, the back of that 1-3-1. Actually, I'm sorry, he was the foul line guy in the 1-3-1. I liked how that zone looked, by the way.
Yeah, it looked good, and O'Garrow was the perfect guy to have at the top there.
A lot of length out there. As now Tyrone shooting for the tie. Missed them both. Rebound to Valley State. 2:10 to go. The visitors have a one-point lead in the ball. Jordan Washington being guarded by James. Washington drives on James. Kicks it out to Currington. Works its way back to Anthony McDonald, now top of the key. 11 seconds on the shot clock. McDonald drive and kick. Three on the way. No good. Too long by Marshall. Rebound by O'Gara.
Good team defensive possession right there for the Hawks.
Hawks trail by one, 100 seconds to go in this game. James will run the show with Robinson on the bench. Finds Nicholas, catch and shoot three. Got it! Monmouth on top by two, 77-75.
What a huge shot from Nicholas. Again, off the screen, stepping into his shot, and he knocks it down.
Huge game for Andrew Nicholas. Marshall drives on Nicholas, leaves to Pryor. He'll pull it back out. Now Jordan Washington. He gets into the lane. Spin move. Currington grabs it. Lefty scoop is missed. Rebound snatched out of the air by Deion Jones. Monmouth up by two, Steve, under a minute to go. Nicholas has a career-high 31 points as Coach Rice takes a timeout with 49.5 seconds to go. 27 on the shot clock, and the Hawks holding a two-point lead.
I absolutely love the timeout from Coach Rice here, settling his team down, drawing up a play or giving them a set to run, or maybe they'll just run some motion here and just try to work the clock down and get a good shot. You know, there hasn't been anything fancy going on other than Red coming off screens and hitting shots, or both teams going five out, no in, and then just driving and creating shots for each other.
Hawks lead by two, 77-75. The difference is what gave Andrew Nicholas that career-high 31. Another three-pointer for the lefty in the corner. Steve, it's been one play, seemingly, that he's gotten all these open looks, and he's knocked him down. Now Monmouth's biggest possession of the game.
Yeah, it's all been from the same corner on the left side there, him coming off screens and really having rhythm going into his shot.
Robinson back into the game, Steve. Very small but very athletic lineup in for Monmouth now. James has to get it. He's got Currington on him, a bigger player. Flips it over to Deion Jones, 18 on the shot clock.
Notice O'Garrow out of the game. Offense, defense, plus he's been struggling from the foul line, too.
Deion Jones is going to try to go one-on-one. Under 30 to go. Jones, spin at the foul line. Lefty layup, good! He puts Monmouth up 79-75.
And that's another great move by Deion Jones. He might have gotten away with the carry as he was starting his move, but he dribbles with the right hand to the foul line, spins back to his left hand, and finishes. Again, five out, nobody in.
There was a whistle. They're going to put more time on the clock. There is precision timing this season in the MAC, so the officials keep it on their belt. They added 1.8 seconds on the clock, Steve, so now it reads 26.8. They will not allow a substitution. They tried to sneak O'Garrow in. So Monmouth now leading by four. Mississippi Valley State brings it up. Jordan Washington runs it up in a hurry. Floater is missed. And a whistle. A loose ball foul will go against Andrew Nicholas, Steve. And it is his fifth foul. And it comes with 19.8 seconds to go. Monmouth up four, but two free throws coming for James Currington.
I'm not really sure where the foul was, Eddie. It was almost like somebody hit that Buffalo Wild Wings button to keep this game going. Because I don't think there was a... I thought he was just boxing out.
Christian White will check in. Hasn't played a minute in this game.
But this is Christian White's role. He's going to come in and shoot foul shots, and he's got to be ready.
You're right. His job is to be a microwave. You got to come in, get hot quick.
That was the old Scotty Brooks role when he was the third-string point guard with the Knicks.
Now the coach of the Oklahoma City Thunder. Currington with one and one. Nicholas fouls out with a career-high 31. Currington at the line. Monmouth up four. His first free throw is missed. Loose ball. Out of bounds. They say off Max DeLeo. It'll be Mississippi Valley State ball. 18 seconds to go in this one.
Justin Robinson comes out, but I would assume Christian, I guess not. Not that Christian's an awful defensive player, but I don't know if he's the guy you want out there playing defense. If you could have the chance to go offense, defense.
Yeah, O'Garrow came in. We thought it was for White, but Robinson, the player that came out. D'Angelo Pryor to inbound. Gets it in to Jordan Washington. Drive and kick. Currington lays it in. 14.8 to go. The inbound is to Christian White, and he is fouled right away. So in the span of 1 second, Mississippi Valley State scores and then fouls Christian White. The Hawks lead 79-77. 14.3 to go.
Now, Christian White, this is his role, and it's not an easy role. I mean, he's been out the whole entire game for 19 minutes and... 45 seconds?
39 minutes.
39 minutes, excuse me. And 39 minutes and 45 seconds he's been out of this game.
White's first free throw is no good. He misses it. 14.3 to go. Monmouth up by two.
It's always, the second one's always tougher when you miss the first one, too.
White missed them both. Currington pulls down the rebound. No timeout. Washington is stripped by White for a second. Throws it down low. Currington wide open. Lays it in. We're tied at 79. Defensive breakdown by MU. And Currington scores four in a row in the final 10 seconds. We are all square at 79 as Coach Rice takes a timeout with 6.1 to go.
This is incredible how this game has turned in a heartbeat. Oh, my God. So Christian White comes in his role to shoot foul shots. He gets fouled. He misses both. But then Monmouth doesn't find their men defensively. You've got to locate in transition. And a little bit of a scramble play. White actually stripped the ball. But then Valley State was able to recover and find Currington under the basket. And he's had two easy lay-ins to tie the game. One off of a baseline out of bounds and then one in transition off of missed foul shots.
Remember, Nicholas fouled out. So now Jalen Palms into the game. 6 seconds to go in this one. We're all tied at 79. Inbound to Deion Jones. Deion behind the back at half court. 3 seconds to go. Jones, layup for the win. Got it! Mammoth wins! Mammoth survives! 81-79! Deion Jones goes coast to coast, and his layup gives Mammoth the hard-fought pump-from-behind win here at home in the Barclays Center Classic.
Wow, what just a man move by Deion Jones. Catching it on a running start, dribbles out with his right hand along the right baseline, crosses over to the left hand, gets into the lane, and then puts it up with his right hand going to the rim on the left side of the rim. And he just a man play by Deion Jones. Nobody was stopping him going to the basket. Wow, what a finish to this game.
Steve, we are pretty much sure that the game is over, but they have gone to the monitor for an official review. So we're not going to know if this game is really over or not until our lead official... Now, the teams are shaking hands, but we won't know if it's over unless we get that mark from the official. Both teams are kind of going their separate ways, but we haven't gotten final word yet that this game is over. So until then, we're keeping things right here. We will be joined by Coach Rice at some point during our post-game interview, which will be live not only here on the Shore Sports Network, but on Hawk Vision as well. Still awaiting. We still haven't seen final word yet. We just got a replay of it on the big board. It looks as though it should be good. Again, Jones caught it with 6.1. He went behind the back at midcourt. Kind of up and under Steve's, used his body to shield the play. And they're still currently reviewing what looks like a Deion Jones game-winning layup.
What an incredible game, Eddie. And you got Red Nicholas scoring 31, Deion Jones with 24, and a driving layup at the buzzer to win the game. You have Christian White and Jalen Palm playing in the last 20 seconds of the game. Two easy layups from Mississippi Valley State. When they're down four, they get two easy layups to tie the game. Just so many stories and so many things to talk about in this game. But when it's all said and done, it looks like Mammoth's going to come out of here with a two-point victory. Wow, what a finish.
Yeah, we're still, again, waiting on final word that this game is over. Steve, they have confirmed the basket. The shot is made, and it is good. Mammoth comes out with an 81-79 win. And the Hawks survive. They were down 13. Then they were up. This is the weird part. Mammoth was down 13. Then they were up by a decent margin late in the game. A couple of breakdowns let Mississippi Valley State back in. They got those four easy points before MU needed this miracle finish to get the win.
After Red fouled out, Christian White came in for foul shots, but he was also left on the floor defensively. Mississippi Valley State inbounded the ball down four off a baseline out of bounds. Mammoth was in a little bit of a zone, but it was a very easy dribble to the foul line, dish off to a big guy down low. Currington puts it in. Now Valley State's down two. Then Christian White misses two foul shots. Valley State comes down again, and a little bit in scramble mode in transition. Currington wide open again under the basket. The Hawks didn't locate. They didn't talk. They didn't pick up their men, and that tied the game at 79. And then you had the Deion Jones off the King Rice timeout. Deion Jones basically just goes coast to coast, being a man, being the best player on the floor, and he gets to the rim and finishes and gets Mammoth the W, getting out of here with a two-point win.
This will begin our post-game show, presented by the Boathouse Bar and Grill at 1309 Main Street in Belmar. The Boathouse is your Hawks basketball post-game headquarters with nightly entertainment and drink and food specials. As Steve, we take a look at our final game statistics, and the biggest one that at least initially stood out to you, you just pointed it out to me, it's a pretty impressive number.
Yeah, Deion Jones, 6 of 12 from the floor, 1 of 2 from 3, but 11 of 12 from the foul line. Deion Jones finished with 24 points, 8 rebounds, and 3 blocks on the night. 24, 8, and 3 for Deion Jones. 3 blocks by Deion Jones in this game. And obviously Andrew Nicholas, 12 of 23, 5 of 8 from three-point range, and really got the Hawks back into the ball game with his three-point shooting. Red was had 31 points, 5 rebounds, 5 of 8 from 3, 12 of 23 from the floor, 2 of 4 from the foul line for Red.
I'm going to give you a beyond-the-number statistic, as again, Mammoth victorious over Mississippi Valley State, 81 79. Steve, Monmouth at halftime had 6 turnovers. They end the game with 7. So they only turn it over 1 time in the second half. They get a lot of good possessions. They scored 50 second half points en route to this win. As we'll take our first timeout here on our postgame show presented by the Boathouse Bar and Grill. Monmouth victorious 81-79 over Mississippi Valley State and the Barclays Center Classic. Ray, we step out for 2 minutes for our one and only timeout here in the postgame. We'll come back with final statistics, and we'll talk to the head coach of the Monmouth Hawks, King Rice, after 2 minutes here on the Shore Sports Network. Back on our postgame show presented by the Boathouse Bar and Grill, Monmouth in this first game at their place in the Barclays Center Classic over Mississippi Valley State, Steve, 81-79. It's a last-second buzzer-beating layup by Deion Jones that gives them the win, but I'm going to take some liberties right now and award my player of the game presented by Jersey Mike Subs, which want to remind you to go visit the new location over on Ocean Avenue in Long Branch and still visit their great locations throughout Monmouth and Ocean County. To our player of the game this evening, Deion gets the game winner, but my player of the game will go to Andrew Nicholas. 31 points, 5 of 8 from 3, 12 of 23 shooting. Deion got the game winner, but it probably wouldn't have been set up without Red's clutch second half shooting. And that's the most points he's only scored, not only scored in his career, but as we were just told earlier, the most points scored by a Monmouth player in this building.
And he really shot the Hawks back into the ball game. And it seemed like it was the skirmish with Currington from Mississippi Valley State that kind of pumped Red up and got him a little bit more focused. And you know what else I liked is that Coach Rice knew it. And he started calling plays for Red. And Red caught fire and he was motivated. And he really shot the Hawks back into the ball game. The Hawks also got some calls during that stretch that went their way. There were some moving screens. There were some push-offs being called on Valley State. And the Hawks went with it and ran. And how about this stat? Points off turnovers. So Monmouth had 7 turnovers, which is great. Mississippi Valley State only had 11. Monmouth had 19 points off of turnovers to Valley State's 5. So that's a great job. That's plus 14 for the Hawks in that category. Second chance points, Valley State had 14 offensive rebounds to Monmouth's 8, and they outscored Monmouth in second chance points 18-10. But really, the story of the game was Deion Jones and Andrew Nicholas. Really, the upperclassmen of the Hawks, the leaders of the Hawks, taking over in the second half and willing them to victory.
Yeah, they combined, Steve, for 55 points in this one. 31 from Red, 24 from Deion Jones, as we're hanging on to get final word with Coach Rice. After this thrilling 81-79 win, we will, Ray, not keep you too much longer. We'll quickly get off the air as I saw Coach come out of his locker. So we will get him real quick. We'll not only get him here on the radio, but we'll also get him on GoMUHawks.com's Hawk Vision, which you saw live of this game. And it was a thrilling video that you were able to see. Again, Andrew Nicholas goes for 31. Deion Jones goes for 24. Monmouth, which was down 8 at halftime, outscores Mississippi Valley State 50-49 in the second half, as we're going to be joined by the head coach of the Monmouth Hawks, King Rice, who's going to join us now. And Coach, I'm actually going to ask you, we're going to answer our questions right there. We're live on Hawk Vision right now, as well as on the Shore Sports Network. So I know you got to take a deep breath, but a thrilling come-from-behind win, down 13, then you're up, then they tie it. Take us through that final crazy last sequence.
Well, first off, you know I got to start off with the believe, compete, succeed. Our kids kept believing, and that's what they just said to me in the locker room. They said, Coach, you kept telling us just to keep fighting, and we kept fighting for you, Coach, and that's why we got the win. Mississippi Valley State, they're just a tough team. We knew their last coach, Sean Woods, who did a great job with them. Those kids, you know, they've played 5 or 6 high majors, because they have to play them to support the school. And those guys came in here thinking that they were going to win. And they really came after us. And our kids, we were fortunate to be able to get it done. But it's because of the character of our team. The last couple plays, I go 1-3-1. We've been working on it for a long time. We about get the steal 3 times into possession. We don't get it. They hit a 3. I was beating myself up over there. And then we still had a chance, and Deion Jones, I just told him, Deion, do not charge. Okay, don't put your head down, see what you're doing, get to that rim, though. Get all the way to the rim. And that's what he did.
And he does that to the tune of the game winner. And, Coach, we've spent a lot of time this season talking about how good the young players are and watching them develop. Tonight, it's two of your older guys, Andrew Nicholas and Deion Jones, that combined for 55. Talk about their effort.
Well, the thing for me with Red, I'm just happy for the kid. Because Red's been struggling. Everybody can see it. He wears it on his sleeve. He hasn't been smiling because he feels like he's letting everybody down. We've had a lot of talks. I just told Red after the last game, I said, Red, I sat you down because you weren't playing how you should play, and you were taking bad shots. But I told him, I said, Red, I am not going to go away from you. You've been my guy for 2 years. I'm not going away from you. I'm going to stick with you. Clear your head and just play basketball. And lucky he's on our team tonight.
Coach, you seem to know Red better than anyone. And when he got into that little skirmish with Currington from the other team, it seems like you knew that that was going to pump him up. And you started running plays for him and running him off screens, and then he caught fire. You feel like he got into the zone because of that?
Well, I think, you know, Red can do those things. All right, he can do. He scored 2,500 points in high school, so he's a scorer. He's been in a slump a little bit, and it really affects him. The reason I kept running it, because once Red hits one, he believes they're all going in. And the way he hit that one, I was like, uh-oh. So I tried it again. Uh-oh. And then when he started driving and spinning and it looked like his old self, I said, oh, man, maybe I should calm him down for a second. But we kept riding Red and Deion and Red tonight. Take my hat off to both of those young men.
Well, Coach, congratulations on the win. We appreciate you joining us here post-game. Good luck tomorrow against a very good North Carolina A&T team. That game will be right here at 7. We appreciate a few minutes of your time post-game.
Well, thank you, guys. And I want to wish everybody a happy Thanksgiving. We had a great one here with our team. I had all the kids say what they were thankful for. And there's a lot of tears dropped. Kids feel fortunate to be here at Monmouth. They love it. They really want to build something special. So it was a very special Thanksgiving for our Monmouth basketball family, and we wish everybody out there a happy Thanksgiving.
And Coach, we appreciate that. Congratulations tonight.
Thank you, guys.
That's the head coach,
thanks, coach,
of the Monmouth Hawks, King Rice, joining us here on our post-game show. Steve, we will wrap things up now. We'll say goodnight from the MAC as we look at our upcoming game presented by Coach USA. And that's tomorrow night, 7 o'clock. MU hosts North Carolina A&T right here. Someone planning to go 2-0 in this Barclays Center Classic pod.
And watching A&T play, they're a similar team to Valley State. They want to get up and down the floor, but they are an athletic bunch. Some stocky, quick guards on their team that are going to look to get to the rim. They got a couple guys who can stroke it. So we're really in store for another game similar to tonight.
Steve, great job as always tonight, my friend. I know you were running around all crazy. Great job as always.
Thanks for having me, sir. See you tomorrow.
Well, the rumor has it we're going to try to get out of here and get this audio to as many outlets as we can. And that's all due to our good buddy Ray Malaspina back in the studios doing a great job engineering tonight. For the head coach of the Monmouth Hawks, King Rice, who joined us postgame, our halftime guest, Josh Newman, and my broadcast partner, Steve Bazaz, I am Eddie Acapinti. Thank you, folks, for listening to tonight's game. It was a thrilling one here at the MAC. Monmouth 81, Mississippi Valley State 79. And we say goodnight from the MAC. We'll get you tomorrow, 6:45 pregame, and then we're on the air for Monmouth and North Carolina A&T at 7 p.m. We want to thank everyone involved, Kevin Williams and crew with the Shore Sports Network. Thank you again for listening to Monmouth Basketball on the Shore Sports Network, everyone. Have a good night.